Welcome to Alignment Before Success, the show that helps bring what you say, what you think, what you feel, and what you do into harmony so your energy flows effortlessly towards success. I'm your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos, physicist turned master energy healer and your guide to the science and soul of alignment. Let's get your energy moving in one clear direction, body, mind, and spirit, so success becomes your natural state. Alignment means different things to different people. It's not a clear definition. In this introductory show, I've asked several people that I know and I've interviewed what alignment means to them. I've also interspersed a little of my background and motivation so you get to know who I am. And in future shows, I'll be bringing on other people to help get you more aligned. You'll also discover today some of the clues that show that you are out of alignment and how it is connected to your success. First, as you heard in the introduction, that alignment is when what you say, what you feel, what you think, and what you do are in harmony with one another. A simple example is that if you say you want to get into shape but can't get out of the door to even take a short walk, that means you're out of alignment. The doing and the saying needs to match, or you're out of integrity with yourself or out of alignment. What's a clue that you're out of alignment? One hint is that you suffer from persistent dissatisfaction. What does that mean? You achieve a dream life on paper, like a great career or a great relationship or a beautiful home, but still feel unfulfilled, like something is missing. It means what you feel inside is not matching the outside. Do you see yourself here? I did. Here are bits and pieces of my story, with others weighing in on what alignment means to them. By the time I was 7 years old, I had already decided I was going to study science. Why? Because my dad brought home a map of the universe, and I go, there are other planets out there? Like, what are they made out of? And I was so excited about that. And so people would ask me, I was in the second grade, people would ask me, what are you going to be when you grow up? I'm going to be a scientist. And they'd look at me like, don't you want to be a mommy? No. Don't you want to be a teacher? No, I'm going to be a scientist. And there were no role models, okay? This was in the late 50s. There were no role models at all for women scientists. All the movies, all the TV shows always had men in white coats, and they never had women. The women were bringing the coffee. I'd like to know, what does alignment mean to you?
Alignment means when you are clear on your values, that you can find expressions of that that match that. I think there's a great German expression that translates as you are running through open doors, to imply that you're not facing the wall, you're not facing a locked door, that you're continually, like, your values are matching the doors you're running through.
Because I'm an energy healer, people ask me all the time, how did I get to this point after being a physics professor and researcher for 40 years? So the first thing is that while I was doing my research and all of my research projects, I studied quantum physics and vibrational physics of matter. And it gave me a different kind of view of what energy healing is all about, because I understand energy from a completely different place. But during that journey, in my early 40s, this was 30 years ago, in my early 40s, even though I took good care of myself, I got super duper sick and doctors had no answers. So what I had to do was figure this out for myself. So I used my research skills and my knowledge of vibrational physics, and also my knowledge of nutrition and health, which had been a running theme in our family since the very early 60s, to figure it all out. And that's what I did. And I got into energy healing that way. I went to my first energy healing class was a Reiki class back in like 1994, 1993-ish. And I said, oh, what's Reiki? And my friend said, doesn't matter, just show up. And that's what I did. And that's how I got started in it. What does alignment mean to you?
To me, it's awareness. When you're aware where you are, how you live and where you live, on the most part, people are in a survival mode. When you're in survival mode, you react and respond to something that many times does not belong to you. It's not do anything to you just to make you upset, pissed off, make you mad. I wrote a book many years ago, and the first chapter was about awareness. And I said something like that. We live in two places. We live inside and we live outside. Now, what the ratio of time that we spend each place? On the most part, we spend most time outside of us. On something we have no control, we have nothing to say, we have nothing to do. So that's what I call survival mood.
Yes.
So when you get aware, which is when you start to be above all that, now you make a choice which one you want to go, or more important, to spend much more time on yourself, because you're the most important person on the face of the earth.
You're
not invest in yourself, you're missing out.
Yes, I love that. You know, that's exactly what I say. It's better to be internally motivated than externally motivated. Because when you're externally motivated, that means you're in reaction to what everybody else is doing. But when you're internally motivated, you're being driven from your own desires.
Yes. So that's the way I live. I live from inside.
Yes.
Which is mean people will say I'm a selfish. Great. That's what I want to be. Because I take care of myself first.
Yes. Well, taking care of yourself is a way to take care of other people, because if you're depleted, you can't do it for anybody else.
If I don't have it, what I can give you?
Yes, exactly.
What I can share with you? I don't have that.
I love that. I appreciate your words. And when I took that first Reiki class, they blindfolded us. And they started moving around in our energy field or aura and saying, what am I doing? And they would trace things, like they would trace a circle or a square. What did I just do? And they were really surprised that I got all of them right. I knew what they were doing. I didn't need to see them. That allowed me to see that I was extra sensitive to other people. And then when I started moving energy, people would start commenting about how hot they were getting. My daughter called me up one day, and my dad, my mom, and my sister were in the car with me. And she says, my back hurts a little bit. Can you help? So I started sending energy to her back. And she says, oh, it's getting warm now. And then my mom says, so is mine. And my dad says, mine too. And my sister goes, mine too. So they all had back problems. My intention always is, if somebody else is in the room and would like the healing, that they also receive the energy if they need it. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I learned that I could do groups at a time. I held a couple of events where I did group healing, 30, 40 people, and they all received it. And it doesn't take anything more away from me. It's just that there's an infinite amount of energy up there, and I just pull it down and allow them to feel it or have it. And you mentioned the word aligned many times. So what does that mean for you specifically?
Yeah, it's a word we use a lot, isn't it? Many people anyway. For me, it has to do with really deepening the alignment of what I'm trying to articulate this in a way that doesn't sound just like everybody else, but where that place of connection where it really does land in your energy in a deep, powerful, magnetic frequency. This is me, so to speak. This is my jam. I was born for this kind of thing. Like that level of connection.
People can change over a lifetime, so your alignment can be different in different parts of your life.
That's kind of what I was going to get into, too, is that because, you know, what feels true for your now is going to be true. Like, when I first started with energy scans, I want to energy scan everybody in the planet, you know, like, energy scans everywhere. I'm scanning lots of people. I've scanned thousands of people. But now, at this time in my life, I still want to do a lot of scans, but more so like on group calls and stuff and demos, right? In depth with not as nearly as many people, because it just doesn't feel appropriate. I've already done all that. Like that's not my season, right? I'm here to help other people to do what I did, basically. Go out and do your leg of that for however long that is for you. And they'll always have the ability to do those energy scans and get new clients whenever they want, because honestly, it does. It opens you up to new clients at any time. So the alignment is just, are you really utilizing your gifts? Are you being full of yourself? That's the alignment. Am I being full of myself? Am I doing the right thing? And based on like the pulse of where things want to go right now for me as a soul in this moment. And I feel we do better to figure that out overall by just going within and asking over, I'm not making it wrong, looking at charts, human design, all this other stuff. It all can help you with your alignment, but the basics, just tune in. You don't have to
complicate. Tuning in, and a lot of times people think, well, I'm afraid of that, and I don't think I should go there. But sometimes the fear is actually your guide sending you into alignment.
And you must have heard my thought earlier, because I didn't get to that thought yet. I wanted to share about that, because it is true. When it comes to alignment, people are like, well, I don't feel it. It feels heavy. I'm not going to do that thing, or I'm not going to be about that. But did you tune in? Did you really tune in? Did you really, really tune in? Sometimes you have to ask it in a new way, because sometimes you need to double check. Like even myself, sometimes I have to double check when it comes to your own personal stuff, right? Could get in the way and make it seem like it's not aligned. When I'm being my most expanded, powerful self, then is this a fit? And then if you get a yes, then you got to take that step. Like, damn, I thought I was going to get out of this.
That fear was telling me no. Right. I'm a highly sensitive person. I can feel other people's emotions. I can hear their thoughts in my head. Like that, what you call like eight-way psychic. If I send energy to people, I can tell what's changing in them. I can understand it from a scientific point of view. Is because I've had all those years of experience in the laboratory and all those years experience like with equations, with understanding how energy transmits, how it happens in bodies, how electrical energy works. And that's my advantage, why I can cross from science to spirituality and why I can understand energy healing from a different point of view. What does alignment mean to you?
When I wrote this down earlier, Anastasia, for me, it's being in conscious contact with the one creator of all that is, known as God, on a moment-to-moment basis. That would be the ultimate state of alignment.
Yeah, that's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And staying connected to spirit,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, mine was similar for me, alignment, kind of thinking about it in business terms of being in FLFE in the organization is, you know, it is alignment with divinity and the flow of, in alignment with the flow of what's in the highest and best interest of creation. So it seems like there's being in alignment of a flow is, it's like swimming downstream, you know, it's so much easier and so much comes to you rather than struggling to reach it. So to me, it's alignment with divinity, alignment with what's in the highest and best interest of all creation. And then for us in the business, alignment with the mission of you know, what we're trying to accomplish in the highest and best interest of all creation. And alignment with, you know, kind of my soul's path, like what's my own evolution, like what's next for me. So kind of all of those together feel like alignment to me, and depending on the circumstance, but in the business Like, what can I learn personally? How can I grow? How can we fulfill the mission of supporting the evolution of consciousness for all beings? And in that moment and moment to moment flow of what's in the highest and best interest of all.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you both for sharing that. Yeah, it's just staying out of inner conflict. Because people will tell you to do something and you inside you go, it's not right. But then you do it anyway. So then you're in the constant inner conflict. And right. And your definitions just showed we're just going to go with the flow downstream. Let's roll downhill, not struggle uphill. My big why is that I got sick, my mom got sick, my grandmother got sick, and I basically said the buck stops here. And both of my children ended up with fibromyalgia. So they have alternative solutions. They don't have to suffer with it. My daughter's 42 and my son's 38. They both solved it. A lot of people say, well, you know, what you do, I mean, you must be serious all the time. I say that joy is one of the highest vibration emotions that we can have. And being joyful in our bodies, being joyful in our lives is one of the best things you can do. And it also creates health. It creates health for you, health for the people around you. So helping people get joyful in their body so they're out of pain, they're out of toxic relationships, they're in careers that they enjoy, all of that, that's all part of what I'd like people to have in their lives. Like, this is my motivation and my goal. There's two parts to the work I do. The first part is working with people individually to get healthy or in groups. And then the second is to teach people how to create that for themselves and for other people. So I've helped teach people how to heal themselves. Because everybody, if you've got a physical body, you can heal. Another clue that you're out of alignment is saying yes when you want to say no. This is the inability to set boundaries. It happens when you grow up in a family where they say, family helps family. You have to do everything for the family, even if you feel crummy doing it. Setting boundaries is a powerful way for you to be more available to yourself and then for you to be able to give what you want. In a dysfunctional household like one I grew up in, I didn't have any boundaries. I grew up as an adult not having boundaries, so I let people walk all over me, do this, do that, do the other thing, even though I didn't want to. That's out of alignment. One thing that my mom always said is, up until 18, you're a victim, and after 18, you're a volunteer. So you can change everything about you and your ability to set boundaries. Let's take a moment to activate truth and alignment in your body. In a moment, you'll be so relaxed that you'll feel all your issues melt away. Let's begin by sitting with your spine erect, your feet flat on the floor without crossing your legs. Get comfortable to release all the tension. Put your palms together in front of you and rub them together briskly to get your hands nice and warm. You're stimulating the healing energy in your hands. When they are nice and hot, cup your right hand over your heart, and then cup your left hand over your right. Say to yourself quietly, I love myself. I trust myself. I am free to express my true self. Let the warm, healing energy soak into your heart and feel it spread throughout your body. You can feel the warmth open the channels to your heart. You feel safe to do that. Take a deep breath in. Breathe out slowly through your mouth. As you breathe in pink and gold energy. And as you breathe out, release any dark energy. Take more slow, deep, and deliberate breaths, continuing to breathe in pink and gold healing, loving energy. Exhale slowly releasing the disharmony or lack of coherence. Breathe in divine gold healing to activate your body's perfect energetic blueprint. Your body has the perfect instructions for being vibrantly healthy and strong. Breathe out the darkness and ties holding you back. You can let it all go now. Breathe in the pink energy of love. Know that you are loved and cared for. Feel the warmth and radiance of that love. Let all your cells soak it in as you breathe it in. Breathe out the loneliness and isolation. It's in your past. We are all connected and all part of the divine. You are never alone. Breathe in pink and gold energy throughout your day. When I count to three, you're going to open your eyes, wake up refreshed and revitalized. One, move your fingers and toes. Two, and now come back into your body and gently open your eyes. And three, you are now fully here, awake, and ready to take on your day. Take your time before you get up and move around. Let's take a moment to activate truth and alignment in your body. In a moment, you'll be so relaxed that you'll feel all your issues melt away. Let's start by closing your eyes. Begin by sitting with your spine erect and your feet flat on the floor without crossing your legs. Get comfortable to release all the tension. Put your palms together in front of you and rub them together briskly to get your hands nice and warm. You're stimulating the healing energy in your hands. When they're nice and hot, cup your right hand over your heart and then cup your left hand over your right. Say to yourself, I love myself. I trust myself. I am free to express my true self. Let the warm healing energy soak into your heart and feel it spread throughout your body. You can feel the warmth open the channels to your heart. You feel safe to do that. Take a deep breath in. Breathe out slowly through your mouth. And as you breathe in pink and gold energy. And as you breathe out, release any dark energy. Take more slow, deep, and deliberate breaths. Continue to breathe in pink and gold, healing, loving energy. Exhale slowly, releasing the disharmony or lack of coherence. Breathe in divine gold healing to activate your body's perfect energetic blueprint. Your body has the perfect instructions for being vibrantly healthy and strong. Breathe out the darkness and ties holding you back. You can let it all go now. Breathe in the pink energy of love. Know that you are loved and cared for. Feel the warmth and radiance of that love and let all your cells soak it in as you breathe in. Breathe out the loneliness and isolation. It's in your past. We're all connected and part of the divine. You are never alone. Breathe in pink and gold energy throughout your day. When I count to three, you're going to wake up refreshed and revitalized. One, move your fingers and toes. Two, and now come back into your body and gently open your eyes. And three, you are now fully awake. Take your time before you get up and move around and go about your day. I'm opening up a new program called Sacred Rise to help you, a heart-centered woman, awaken your radiance, embody your purpose, and ascend into your most exquisite self. Be sure to connect with me if this resonates with you. Ways you can connect with me are by first going to alignmentbeforesuccess.com and hit the Contact Me link at the top of the page. You can either send me a message, send a text message, or make an appointment. I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you for joining me on Alignment Before Success. Until next time, this is Dr. Anastasia Chopalis, sending you golden healing light and success vibes on your journey to becoming the thriving, empowered woman you're meant to be. Your gifts are so needed in this world.